Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Welcome to Morning Mindset, a daily dose of practical wit and wisdom with a professional educator and trainer, Amazon best-selling author, United States Marine, television and radio host, Paul G. Markle. Each episode will focus on positive and productive ways to strengthen your mindset and help you improve your relationships, career goals, and overall well-being. Please welcome your host, Paul G. Markle.
All right, all right, all right. Are you excited? If you're not, you should be. It's time for another Morning Mindset podcast. Recently, my wife and I took a trip to the local greenhouse, the professional greenhouse. You know how these places are. They got all the little wagons outside, and they've got the potted trees and the soil and all that. And you say, Paul, why are you going to a greenhouse? I thought you had your own greenhouse and your own garden. We do. We have a greenhouse that's attached to our home. It's a small one. But it is a fully functioning greenhouse garden area. And my wife and I started a lot of plants, a whole bunch of plants from seeds about 2 months ago. And we tilled and we fertilized and we put in the dirt and we did all that stuff. And I watered it, you know, pretty much every day or as much as it needed. And we had pretty good success. Our herb garden came in real strong. Our tomato plants are looking great. At least I think they're looking great. We've got some other things coming up. We've got some kale and some Brussels sprouts, and we've got some beans and squash coming in. And my wife planted chamomile and oregano and thyme and a bunch of stuff. But there were a few things that just didn't come up. We planted cucumbers from seeds. 2 months ago, nothing. Not a little tiny green sprout, nothing. Okay. And same thing for the zucchini. I don't know if the seeds were bad or whatever, but there's a couple of things. And my wife also had some pepper seeds. And she put the pepper seeds in a few weeks ago. And we waited and waited and waited just for a little tiny green sprout to come up. And we got zilch. We got nothing. So we decided. And we're pretty proud of our garden. There's a lot of green in that garden now that wasn't there 2 months ago. 2 months ago, it was just a big brown dirt patch with nothing growing in it. Now there's actually things growing. So, you know, we're pretty happy with it. We're pretty proud of it. This is our first. We've planted a few things in the past. You know, a plant here, a house plant there. My wife did an herb garden a few years ago, but we never really did a big, serious, dedicated garden. Now I grew up like that, but. You know, my wife and I, we never had a big, serious garden. So, we're feeling pretty good about ourselves. At least I am. We go to the greenhouse, and we walk in there to get a couple of starter plants, and this place is amazing. Their tomato plants are 2 feet tall. You know, they've got peppers. They've got all this stuff. Tons and tons of vegetable plants that dwarf what I have. And for a quick moment there, I thought, wow, I was feeling pretty good about myself until I walked in here. I thought we were doing pretty well. You know, I thought I was kind of proud of what we were doing. And then I walked in here and I'm like, oh, what I'm doing looks like amateur hour. But then I quickly reminded myself, I said, well, there's a reason for that. There's a reason why what they have at the professional greenhouse looks so much better than what I have. It's because they're the professionals, and I'm not. I'm a novice. I'm an amateur when it comes to gardening. Now, if my amateur garden looked better than what they have, they would have a serious problem because they're doing it for a job. I'm doing it for, you know, basically a hobby, or, you know, it's a personal interest. I'm not making any money out of it. They have to make money with their plants. So their plants have to look good. They have to be, you know, full, mature, good-looking plants. Because if they didn't, then they wouldn't make any money. They'd be closed, right? How many times do you decide that you're going to do something? Doesn't matter what it is. Some kind of a hobby or a personal venture or a startup, or maybe you start a brand new career and you're feeling pretty good about it, and then you look and you see what someone else has accomplished and you're like, oh, I was thinking I was doing pretty good until I saw what you did, and now I realize what I did is not very good at all. Well, not necessarily. Not necessarily. Be careful, or use caution, when comparing yourself as a novice, a beginner, an amateur, to somebody who does it for a living. You know, that greenhouse, in what we know from the local history, that greenhouse business has been in this town for like 20, 30 years. So I think they got a little bit of experience, right? If I had 30 years, now my mother has 30 years worth of experience plus 40 years, 50 years worth of experience gardening, and she has a serious green thumb, and, you know, she sends me pictures of her garden, and it's going crazy. Of course, they have different seasons there too. So be careful. Don't beat yourself up. Don't feel bad when you, as an amateur or as a novice or a beginner, compare yourself to someone who's a professional, who's been doing it for a long, long time. Think about, you know, you decide that you'd like to learn how to play the guitar. Great. So you get a guitar. Maybe you take some lessons and you're trying to train your left hand. If you're a right-handed picker, you're trying to train your left hand where to go and what to do. And you're trying to train your right hand to only hit the strings that are supposed to be hit and so forth. And you learn a song and you're pretty proud of yourself. And you're like, wow, I actually learned like the first three chords of a song or whatever. You're pretty proud of yourself. Then you go to a concert and you watch someone play guitar live. Yeah, oh. Well, of course that person is a better guitar player than you. Doesn't mean you stink. Doesn't mean you're worthless. It just means that they do it for a living. That's the reason they're up on the stage and you're not. It's okay to be a beginner. It's okay to be a novice. It's okay to be an amateur. Because everybody was a beginner once. Doesn't matter who you are. I mean, Eddie Van Halen, and I know you young people just went straight over your head, but he was a beginner once. Now, it was probably when he was 13 or 14, but he still was a beginner. Nobody starts out perfect. So don't compare yourself to professionals unless you are. Now, if you are a professional and amateurs are doing better than you, you need to step up your game. But that's not who I'm talking to right now. So, yeah, it doesn't take, it's a natural human reaction to compare yourself to others. And that's fine. Sometimes you need a barometer. Sometimes you need a gauge. You're like, well, how am I doing comparatively? But the truth of the matter is, if you're a novice or if you're a beginner, you don't want to compare yourself to people who do things for a living, to the pros, because you're always going to come up short and it's not going to make you feel any good. And it doesn't matter because they're pros and you're not. So don't worry that you don't have the biggest, fullest, luscious garden in the world because the other people do. Those other people probably have lots and lots of years of experience. So I just thought I would share that with you, a little bit of gardening wisdom there. It's amazing the things you think of and the life lessons that you encounter just by planting a real simple garden. Interesting. Hope you guys are doing that. If you're not doing it, well, I don't do something else. Do something else. Pick up a guitar. Do something that doesn't require you to worry constantly. All right, ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, I am your host, Paul Markle. Thank you for being a Morning Mindset fan, follower, and fanatic, if you will. Share this show with other people. Leave them a review for it, if you would. And I'll talk to you again real soon.
Thank you for spending time with us today. To get show notes, submit a topic request, and for more from your host, Paul G. Markle, visit morningmindsetpodcast.com. That's morningmindsetpodcast.com. Please leave a review for this podcast on your favorite podcast player. We appreciate your time and effort, and we look forward to reading your honest feedback.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.